Saudi Arabia and its allies are pressing ahead with their aggression against Yemen. This residential building in the capital Sana'a has been hit in the latest round of aerial bombardments. A number of people, including women and children, have been killed and injured.
This complex of residential apartments is situated in the middle of an intensely populated area where many people say there is no military facility and wonder what is behind such aggressive attacks that have mostly targeted citizens.
Many residents here see the aerial bombardments doesn't target a specific group, but the country's land and nation, with no exception.
They have targeted 25 families in this residential building. We wonder why those families have been targeted by the Saudi-led airstrikes. What kind of a threat those families pose to Saudi Arabia's stability and security? We will not bow down before such attempts, and Yemenis will always stand before such hegemony.
Yemen's Trade Chamber has also released a statement strongly denouncing Saudi-led airstrikes that have destroyed Yemen's infrastructure.
Targeting economic industries is a coward act. This comes after they failed to achieve their military goals. The Saudi military spokesperson says that they have targeted a military convoy, but in reality they have targeted trucks of food supply. They have so far targeted 40 industrial factories. We wonder why the international community keeps silent on the Saudi atrocities against Yemeni people.
Yemeni human rights activists have also held a press conference to discuss the aggression.
The Saudi-led aggression has mostly targeted innocent civilians. Such war crimes are punishable by all international law and norms.
According to officials, scores of women and children have been killed since the beginning of the aggression. Nearly 1,000 houses have also been destroyed in the air raids across the country, and more than 15,000 families have been forced to flee their homes to escape Saudi-led airstrikes. Muhammad Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.